We work with people who have multiple sclerosis, and we've been doing that for 30 years, and we've learned some real cracking lessons that really help change people's lives. And now we're saying, hey, if that works for people with MS who we know and care very much for, perhaps that can help people with other long-term conditions. And that's what we're doing. We're helping people with all kinds of neurological conditions, all kinds of long-term conditions, and a bunch of other people are also getting some real life-changing treatments that are helping them live better. Terrible things like MS are not the end of your life. There's still an enormous amount that can be enjoyed and appreciated, and we're really very positive about making the very most out of what you've got, and we do lots of physical therapies and activities and physiotherapy so people keep active, they keep fit, they keep their health levels up to the highest level possible. And that makes a big difference because it means people are better able to handle the challenges of their condition. You don't have to be a helpless victim of a truly critical condition. There are things you can do. And actually, exercise, physical activity, physiotherapy, working with medical professionals and personal trainers and sports therapists can actually increase the levels of fitness and quality of life in a dramatic way. And what that does is turn around a really crucial thing. It turns a diagnosis from being, you know, a death sentence or, you know, the end of all hope to actually, there are things I can do. And there are things I can do to take charge of my life and make it better. Now, that's an empowering message. If you're quite disabled, travelling, say, 20 miles from Potter's Bar can be so exhausting that however brilliant the physiotherapy and exercise is, you can get home so exhausted you say, well, I love going there, but I can't go anymore because I'm just too tired. And we're talking about serious tiredness, exhaustion, that people with long-term conditions can experience. So we're trying to do something about that. We're the only centre like this in the whole of the county. If people can't come to us, the obvious answer is we must try and go to them. And that's what we're doing. This year we've been developing new services in a variety of towns across the county, from Hoddesdon to St Albans, and we're trying to get something going in Hemel Hempstead. And we're really interested to know if there are other people in other towns who'd like us to come to a town near them. So if there are people who are interested in finding out if we can work with them and help them to improve the quality of their life, especially through things like physio and exercise and physical activities, they are extremely welcome to give me a call and say, come to my town. And if we can get enough people in your town, we will come. So you need to know my name and my number and give me a shout. I'm Mark, and the number, it's an 0800 number, 0800-121-7001. We don't start off by saying, how much money have we got? How many people have we got? What can we afford to do? We think actually the place to start is what should be done, what should happen. And if we have to move mountains to make that happen, that's what we're going to do. And if you've got a passion like that, and this organisation has, if you've got a vision like that, lots of people say, hey, I'm happy to get stuck in and join in and help make that happen too. And we're thrilled and delighted that we have over 70 volunteers actively involved here, coming each week, getting stuck in, making it possible for us to do so much more than would otherwise be the case. And now, as we work in towns across the county, we're looking for volunteers who can help us anywhere across Hertfordshire. And, you know, I want to say, if you're interested in joining, then give me a shout. Call me. My name's Mark. The number's 0800 121 7001.